Let's go and have a chat with Kieran McAvoy. He's got a real strong book of rides today. You just need to end up with a few winners now, mate.
That's it, Ben. Yeah, we've got a good book, so killing time. I can't wait to get to the course now.
Yeah, exactly. Can I ask you, I want to ask Duff if I can ask two questions before I let you
loose. You can have two, Ed.
But I want to ask first about Classique Legend, because we saw it on Wednesday, and I saw it here last Saturday morning gallop on the course proper, and the little birdies come through, said K-Mac came on a Saturday morning and rode the horse, and that gave me the push, but we didn't get a price on Wednesday, Kieran.
No, look, he's really nice horse, though. Obviously, two from two. And he's doing everything we're asking. We've got to sort of just remember that he beat proper midweek horses the other day. Some of them were sort of provincial horses, really. So we've just got to keep that in mind. But he's definitely heading in the right direction. He's obviously Hong Kong owned, and all the gang here would like to keep him here a little bit longer. So we're waiting patiently to see how that unfolds. But I think he goes to the Derby Munro next, which looks a good option for him.
Yeah, we look forward to that because, as you say, we don't want to lose him because he looks so exciting, Duff, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got a high cruising speed, hasn't he?
Yeah, and
he's
built into
question,
it.
Have you?
One more.
Yeah,
one more. Because I normally ask the first and then Duff goes away. But the Autumn Sun gets its ground today. It won the other day, but ever since then, I can just, in my brain, it's sort of your comments. I can't wait to get on a firm track.
Yeah, look, he has won on soft ground. And obviously he got soft ground the other day. So, he's not a horse that doesn't enjoy it completely, but I think he's better on nicer ground. So we're going to get that today. Obviously a little bit of cloud hanging around. And there was a dash of rain there earlier. But, we're going to get a nice fair surface today. And, can't wait to get on his back again. Obviously up to the mile really suits now.
Okay, and you have been on his back since that last run, haven't you?
Yeah, I rode him on Tuesday morning. And, just pleasing work. He cruised around. He didn't have his blinkers on in his work, but he did it in really nice style. So everything points to him being nice and sharp since that first up win.
When you say sharp, do you expect him to be sharp in the run at a mile? Like the other day, he sort of flopped out there and he didn't travel, and you had to keep him awake. And I know the performance was A+, but just racing style, you're expecting that style to improve today?
Yeah, nice to be if we could be a little bit sharper out of the gates. He did sort of take a furlong to warm into his stride the other day, but he's not an on pace horse. In my mind, he's never really been an on pace type of horse. But nice if we could be fifth or sixth there today, and travelling nicely. He did travel well after we'd gone a furlong and a half the other day, albeit he was a little bit awkwardly placed. But the Randwick circuit should suit, and he looks the one to beat, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, no worries. No doubt about that. Sprite's got the class in the first.
Yeah, obviously a really good run there in the Oakley Plate. There's not going to be as much speed today, which I'll have to be on top of, but she's only got to bring that sharp finish that we know she's got, and she'll be very hard to beat. Obviously, she's got top weight, and then top weight for a reason, but hopefully it's just a nice medium tempo. It doesn't look to be an abundance of speed. It's just looking at it on paper. But nice medium tempo, and we get our chance to reel them in.
This nice colt of Anthony Cummings' Ball is a nice pick-up ride.
Yeah, Tommy's been winning on him, and Tommy had to ride the Hawks horse, so he is a nice pick-up. Anthony's got him in good form with that first up win. He looks a nice, big, stylish colt. I haven't actually been on his back, but I've seen his rear end a few times when he's... He's been hitting the line, so he's drawn a nice marble today. It's a good little race. You can make a case for a couple of them, but it looks like there's nice tempo on the race, and we'll get a good run, and we can be challenging late.
Your Magic Millions winner, Exhilarates, happy to be on her today?
Yeah, she was good in that trial. Didn't have her blinkers on in the trial at Canterbury. James has just given her a little freshen up since the Magic Millions there in early January. He did give me the choice between Tenley and Exhilarates, and I must admit it was a bit of a tricky one. But Exhilarates, with having the runs on the board in high pressure races, had me leaning her way. Obviously a nice little race, and this is going to make the slipper picture that little bit more clearer. So it's it's a really level, even contest.
Okay, so he did give you your choice.
Yes, he did, James. Okay. And Kenley's been winning well. She's been winning really well. The horses she beat haven't come out and dominated in their runs since, which had me leaning towards the filly that's won the big race in under the high pressure. So, but as you know, Ron, jockeys can be bad judges sometimes. So I'll wait patiently to see how this unfolds today, race three.
Did James Cummings give you the opportunity to reserve judgment after the race, or change your mind after the race?
We're just going to see how it unfolds. He's obviously got question mark with the sword, and so I think his jockey bookings going forward are still up in the air. So, but I'd like to have the option to get back on if I have chose the wrong one.
Yeah. Well, this might be the right one, Strasbourg. He's a lovely, big, strong colt.
Yeah, he's been doing well. His last trial was good. Peter and Paul wanted him to have a nice hit out. He's got the blinkers on today as well. And he does ride like he's going to enjoy further than 6 furlongs, further than 1,200 metres. So we'll ride him to run on really strong today. And it's a good colt race as well. So, but he's been pleasing us at home, and looking forward to seeing him back out there under race conditions. And he'll be hitting the line really strong.
Okay. Are you expecting to sort of have your slipper ride locked in the bag by Sunday morning?
Well, I've got the race down at Canberra as well, and I think not sure whether McLaren runs here or Canberra yet. But
no, Kieran, it's just come out of Randwick. It is running there tomorrow, so McLaren's just out of the top and race 4, number 6.
Okay, well, he's going to go to Canberra, so I think we'll wait and see how it evolves on Sunday, Duff.
Yeah. Well, the star of the show is Red Zell. The blinkers went on the trial the other day and just sprung him straight into action as usual.
Yeah, he's going great there. The old Red. He's as you said, he flew along the other day. It was nice ground for him at Canterbury, and it was pleasing to see him get up and rolling and hitting the line in the style that he did. So good speedy little race. So we're going to have to get it right early. All the muscle can charge along, and Esther Jarvis no slouch, and Jungle Edge as well. So, we've got to get into, it's 1,000 metres, but we've got to get into, energy-saving rhythm, and that'll be the plan early, depending on what the others do. So, but I'm really pleased with how he is, and he's ready to fly first up.
Yeah, probably your main issue here is your main danger just is the map horse of the day. She just stalks whatever the other three do.
That's right, yeah, she's going to get a good job of us, and she's got, she's obviously got 4.5 kilos less. So, when you've got a good record of that, then you've got to be wary of them. Being the Golden Slipper winner, and she was good first up behind the Smart Fiesta. So, as you said, with that weight advantage, we've just got to be wary of where she is, and you can't take her too lightly.
The Canterbury Stakes, brutal. Team Hawks are happy to take on the cream of the crop. You must respect that.
That's right, yeah. He's a 3-year-old, and he was unlucky the other day after just having to be travelled a bit wide into the corner and in what looked a bit of a pressure race. We've drawn one today. I haven't ridden the horse, but he's a horse that looks like he can sit close. He can sit in the first 4 or 5. So it'll depend on what a few others do, but we've got the right marble to try and ride the race as it unfolds. So he can be a great chance. I think just up to the 1,300 suits now, and he's another good ride for me there today.
Race 8 Girl Tuesday. I think you're going to know where you stand with her after today.
Yeah, look, she's had a couple of excuses. First up, we went back and it was slowly run. Had no chance, really. And the other day, she got a bit fired up when we had to wait for a horse to get shod. I gave her a little bit of a kick to try and hold the inside spot or use our inside draw, and then she just over-raced a little bit, had no room when I needed it at sort of the 400, and stayed on okay. So we've drawn the outside today. I'd just like to see her get in a better rhythm, and she raced a bit tense the other day, so better rhythm for her, use her energy properly, and hopefully she can run well. I think that if they put the race on and just roll nicely, then we're a chance to be running on strongly. So today's no doubt a stepping stone. She's meeting better grade now, better grade of horses than what she was last prep. So she probably everyone, she promised a fair bit, and everyone's been a little bit disappointed with her first up runs, but there has been excuses.
And you finish with, I'm going to struggle with this one, Chiro. Chris keeps talking him up.
Yeah, well, he was really good when I won him there at Cup Day over the 2800. I know that Tommy was happy with him the other day with his first up run. He steps out to the 2000, which no doubt has to help. And if they're running on, then you definitely have a look at him in the yard and keep him in your multiples, because he's a horse that could really excel out to the big track at Randwick and out to 2,000 metres. So I was really, really impressed with him there at Flemington when I won him. So he's obviously on a Sydney Cup path, all being well, and we'll see how he can pass this test today.
Well, you've got a ride in every race, so it's a busy afternoon for you. And I noted in the last couple of weeks, the young family starting to build into wanting to be jockeys. Mate, Reece, you better watch out for him.
Oh, he was up at 6 o'clock this morning, and I said, "What do you want to put on, mate?" And he said, "I will we'll put the races on, Dad." And I said, "Oh, how about a cartoon, eh?"
Well, if he's got us on now, he's watching one.
Wonder he's not listening to Duff and you trying to get the late mail, actually. He's loving it. They got their ponies back up here now, and they were out having a spell. And there's already been a couple of busters, but it's good to get them down there and having a spin around Centennial Park on the ponies and get them doing a bit of work, picking up a bit of poo the other day, so it's good for them.
Oh, yeah, get them in there, get them early, and get them interested in it. It's fantastic. Good on you, mate. Good luck today with all of them.
Cheers, guys. Have a good day.